Text line coming through. We need shows lineup with this one. Nah, man.
When are we getting that back? What is it again?
I thought with Dana it was going to be soon, but when Yordan gets back.
Oh, that's what I thought. Good hell.
Yeah. I love that phrasing. Good hell is a fun one.
I got that from you.
I know you did. Like that, this would be hard. I don't have nothing for Corona, but I feel like I could get something there.
Oh yeah,
I feel like I could get some with Corona. Short, don't have nothing for Zach Short. Feel like I could get something there. I would have a lot of fun with Trammell.
Good hail, Trammell.
Or AKA Trammell.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, Hummel. And then I don't think I've done one for Cam Smith yet. Maybe I have. Yeah. No, man. That can't be the return.
That can't be the lineup that you come back with.
No, can't be. Come on back, Yordan. The people want it.
Yordan.
It's up to you, Yordan.
Well, the people are going to forget about it if you don't ever give it to them.
Nah, they won't forget about it.
No matter how hard you work, it's pure greatness. It's good.
It's good. Pure greatness, so they're not going to forget about it.
I don't know that it happens often enough to be great, but it's good.
You're not going to peer pressure me into it. Not going to bully me into it. Nope. Not going to do it. All right. Over the weekend, the Rockets, they traded one of the most. He's got to be one of the most polarizing 10th guys on the bench, if he's even 10th.
Yeah.
11th, 12th guys on the bench that has to be in basketball. But they trade him to Washington for 2 draft picks. And then some people losing their minds. They didn't get more? I know how you feel about it, but he also is the 11th or 12th guy off the bench. So 2 draft picks, not bad. You got 2 of them back in the Durant deal when she lost 5. Text line, YouTube, and Twitch. Clint Tyler, who makes you more nervous that you look up and we'll look up in about 3 years and be like, damn, Jalen Green or Cam Whitmore, they have turned into what we were hoping they would be here. They have turned into players. Who are you more nervous that will pull the King said, we got De'Aaron Fox. We'll trade Tyrese Halliburton to the Pacers. or hey, the Clippers. Nah, man, we're in win-win now mode. I know we got this Shea Gildress character, but we'll trade him to OKC. Who are you more nervous would potentially do that to the Rockets, Jalen Green or Cam Whitmore?
No, I think it's Cam. I think both of them are liable to fill up the stat sheet next year. Even though I do wonder how Jalen Green's going to get the touches to do it. I don't know enough what's going on with Washington to know. But I think Cam is going to be a guy. I think they're both when they're on the floor going to fill up the stat sheet. But I think Cam is the one that's got a real legit chip on his shoulder. Like I don't know. Like Jalen strikes me as a guy that's pretty passive, pretty low key, pretty you know, idle. Cam is a guy that seems like I got a chip on my shoulder. I don't care who you are, you're gonna hear about it, you're gonna know about it, and I'm gonna go get mine. So I don't know that works unless he's a lead dog on one of them teams that makes a run to a playoff kind of deal. Like I don't think it's gonna work unless it's a team that's kind of a cellar dweller, a team that's always rebuilding, a team that's dysfunctional. But that is a situation that he's gone to, at least not much of a winning franchise. Like Cam Whitmore is the one that I think has it within himself to thrive when everything else around him is crappy. Like I don't know if Jalen has that. I think Jalen is the more skilled player than the two. But I think the dog in Cam Whitmore gives him more of a chance to be the one that thrives in a dysfunctional organization or a rebuilding organization.
I'm with you. I think both have the potential to put up numbers. Now Cam, we have to remember, is just 20. Like he's still a very, very young player compared to you know, even Jalen, who's obviously what, 23, something like that, who's getting up there. Not getting up there in age, but
right.
But
in, I mean, in older, his relative years, to Cam, he is.
Yeah, in his years, a plan to where you feel like you know I'm not saying Jalen Green can't take another step. You feel like, though, you have an idea of what he's going to be, especially a lot more than you do Cam.
Yeah.
Now, there is something that even Jalen Green does more or has garnered more trust in the Rockets front office or coaching staff than Cam Whitmore did, because, hell, he played. He started. He was the leading scorer. He was somebody that they had, a good level of trust in. They did not have any of that level of trust in Cam Whitmore. And that's the thing is, now that Cam goes to Washington, I'll be honest, I don't think that's the greatest place as a setup to start getting it, whatever he wasn't getting with the Rockets. Now, it may be a really good setup to place to put up a lot of stats that are empty calories.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's a great spot. And we'll see, who's there. C.J. McCollum or some of the veterans there. They went and got Chris Middleton. He'll probably be injured, so Cam will probably get some time. So I don't know if that's a situation where you really say, all right, Cam's going to go there and figure out what he's not figuring out. But I don't know, boy. I don't see a lot of jump for Jalen Green. Like I don't think I see Jalen Green going into Phoenix if he moves on from there or something. I don't know that I see Jalen Green all of a sudden the light bulb getting turned on to where he jumps up to where he's an all NBA type of player. Because I think that would be the next step for Jalen Green. Hell, the next step for Cam Whitmore is to get in a rotation. Right? Can I get minutes? Yeah. The next step for Jalen Green is, can you be Tyrese Halliburton? Can you be an all NBA level player? And I feel like he is just going to always be just short of that. And I think there are some people here. We see some people rolling in here. Jalen for sure. Cam Whitmore, we're going to regret that coming from people on the text line. I don't know if that is going to be the case. I don't know that I get that, but I think Jalen has pretty much shown us who he is. All right, coming up as we continue, we'll get T-Mill's best bets. We'll see what he does this week. Last week he was in the green, 66%, did pretty well. So we'll see where he is tonight. The Astros are hot, so I think Tyler probably thinks he's hot. So he is going to jump in, and I'm sure be Astro heavy. So wait for that coming up here in the next segment, as well as Joe Espada. Are you 100% behind the Astros manager? Are you 100% positive that, hey, man, this guy is a lot more of an advantage than a disadvantage on the bench? We'll discuss that coming up.